This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Friday, January 21, 2022, and these are the headlines. The Davao Center for Health Development confirms the detection of 5 Omicron variants of concern, including one from Davao City, from the 35 specimens sent to the University of the Philippines Philippine Genome Center. Based on the statement of the DOH-11, the 5 Omicron cases have already recovered upon the release of the whole genome sequencing report. 3 of these cases were returning overseas Filipinos, while the other 2 have no history of any travel outside the country. The DOH is closely working with the concerned local government units to conduct intensive case investigation to ensure that the isolation period was completed and all close contacts were adequately identified and completed quarantine. Retesting will be done, but re-quarantine is no longer necessary unless the case is symptomatic upon location. For the respective LGUs of the non-OFW cases, they are currently investigating to determine their exposures and travel histories. To date, a total of 4,564 specimen samples from the Davao region were sent to UP-PGC for WGS. Meanwhile, the City COVID-19 Task Force on Wednesday assured the public that People's Park and Crocodile Park vaccination hubs have not been disrupted as new workers were assigned to the areas. The 22 health workers who were infected with the virus at the 2 hubs are now in quarantine and the areas have been disinfected and cleaned. COVID-19 Task Force spokesperson Michelle Sclosser on Wednesday confirmed reports that as of January 19, a total of 22 health workers from People's Park and the Rockdale Park vaccination hubs have been infected. Sclosser said that the people must not be afraid as the affected workers were already pulled out from the site and were isolated. Their close contacts were also isolated. In business, newly appointed Mindanao Development Authority Chair Maria Belen Sunga Acosta said extractive industry practices need thorough review and operations of mining firms require close monitoring. In a statement released on Wednesday, Acosta, a former councillor of Davao City's 1st District, acknowledged the contribution of the industry as one of the country's economic drivers, but she added that the review and monitoring of the mining industry are needed to prevent pollution and contamination, distortion of ecological balance, and damage to water systems. The siltation pond of a mining company overflowed Tumapagba River and causes discoloration of the Pintatagan and Maputi rivers in Banaybanay Town, Davao Oriental, prompting the Mines and Geosciences Bureau Davao to issue a cease and desist order to its operation. The provincial government of Davao Oriental, in a press release issued on January 17, announced that MGB Undersecretary Wilfredo Moncano directed its regional office here to release an immediate stoppage order to give way to a joint detailed investigation to find out the causes and the means to mitigate the damages after a heavy siltation was observed in the affected rivers following a continuous downpour last January 14. Davao Oriental Governor Nelson Dayanghirang said that irresponsible mining is unacceptable because it poses serious long-term threats to communities and waterways and that the preservation and conservation of the environment should come first before everything else. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.